Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So we're in Vermont. Lisa and Kelly are here. They're kind of neighbors. They're close to each other. And we're so excited to see you. We're going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about all the energies today. And we're going to talk about how it's affecting all of us. So we're very excited. So I'm going to turn it over to Kelly because she has the chart.
Yes, well, this is such an opportunity. We had to come on and talk to you together. So it's a rare, special moment. And cosmically, that's so as well. And I want to say, first of all, we're having the thing that is making this the sweetest and bringing things together and is a beautiful alignment of Jupiter, which is about well-being and wisdom, and the planet Venus, which is the goddess of love. And they're coming closer and closer together in the next few days in the sign of Cancer, which is a very sweet, family-oriented, very nurturing kind of energy. And this is aligned with the star Sirius, the brightest star in the sky, the star of the Great Mother, the great goddess Isis and Mary, and whatever other goddesses you feel closest to. This is an intimate moment with the goddess, and it's bringing us together in very special ways. So here we are.
Love that.
Triple goddess.
Yeah, and Lisa has had us into her home, and we all spent the night last night in her beautiful house, and we just want to say thank you for that. And how has this been affecting you, Lisa?
I just find that everything's just stopped. Like my world has had to completely stop where I'm normally go, 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 go. But here's the thing. It's the reverse of what you think, because the more I stop, the more I manifest. The more the most incredible things have been happening in my life, to the point of I'm supposed to go to Europe and speak at an event on the 20th. And honey and a group were going to an event in Ireland, which was also the 20th. And I was like, oh, I wish I could go to both. Now, the event in the Czech Republic was planned months ago. And I got a notification that it got changed to the 18th. So now I can go to both. These are the things. And when you think expect miracles, like just allow and surrender because my life is changing in ways I never could have imagined because I'm surrendering and allowing it all to happen. I'm not fighting it.
Yeah, we're moving through a huge time right now, and we've gone through a huge time with humanity as far as letting go of big stuff. And now the divine masculine is actually letting go of huge stuff as well. Sorry about the noise that's outside.
If
If
you're
you hear
here,
it,
it can
you
be.
may not hear it. But we're very excited about this time because we're basically ruminating over
Oh,
everything
love that word.
and we're clearing
It
everything.
goes up my mouth.
Okay. And I'm going to pause. So we had to pause to end the noise, but basically we've been ruminating over a lot of things, and that's what Mercury retrograde is about.
Oh.
So he comes in and he says, listen, pay attention to your life, look at the things that aren't working and look at the things that are working. And he's a being, so he's here to say, wait a minute, and pause us. And we've really been looking at everything. I know I've been looking at everything. I haven't been starting anything massive that's new. We've just been continuing things. So it's a beautiful time to be alive. And the masculine is now going through a big rumination process of their own, the divine masculine.
Well, there are a couple of astrological things that match what you were both saying. One is definitely the Mercury, because Mercury is slowing down and it's turning around in the next few days. I think it goes forward on the 11th, so it has to slow down in order to turn around. And Mercury rarely slows down. This messenger of the gods tends to be the kind of lightning based movements. And when it's retrograde, it is internalizing. It's like, what is my heart feeling? It's in the sign of Leo. So it's like expression, and so it's coming to this pause point, and it's turning around amidst this glorious energy, huge solar flare coming in. And the other still point kind of energy is an alignment of Saturn, which is about manifestation. Saturn is, here's what's happening, here's what you're all working on. And it's in a rare alignment with the planet Neptune, which is the dream planet. It's the vision planet. It's like, what are you imagining? So part of, and this just changed sign. It's in the middle of changing sign and going into Aries, which is fresh, new, never done before, blazing a new trail. So Saturn is, what's your new trail? What are you imagining? And so this is giving you instant feedback in terms of what your frequency level is and what it's inviting in right now. And these two are in alignment well into the new year. And so they're going to go backwards soon, for a couple of months to remember what we've been through and see how things have changed. And we're making some forays into onto the new path rapidly. And so this is part of the instant manifestation of your vibration and what you're imagining, what your dream is for yourself and for the collective.
No, it's been amazing, and I'm watching myself slow down in ways that I never have in my life. Like I was always like do, be. Like I was, and not allowing myself to just be. And I'm feeling so much more joy and so much more relaxed. I'm finding myself in the car singing instead of listening to all these depressing podcasts. Like listening to music again, getting more into nature. And just grounding. And I'm allowing myself to do that because I think it's really important, especially in nature. And I mean, my friend Liz just did a little video where you could see the flare. Like there was literally this giant solar flash. We are getting bombarded, and our body needs a chance to rest and adjust. And I know my body's going through a lot of major changes, especially in my digestive system. My GERD is finally done, but I was not having enough HCL and I wasn't digesting. And so it was literally feeling like a match at night in my, and everyone I talked to was going through very similar things. So if you are having GERD and things like that, check it out and up your stomach acid supplements. It's made a huge difference.
Yeah, the Jupiter and Venus combination is in the sign of Cancer that rules the stomach. So it's like, take care of that and be relaxing that area of your body. Just really breathe into it and allow it to relax. And that's often a tight area for people, especially when there's a lot of emotional, reaction and stress going on, which to an extent we're all feeling that. And the energy is changing. We've got the very strong Divine Mother energy, and the planet Mars is just moving in to the sign of Libra, which is about relationship. So this energy we're moving into is very much about relationship. And Mars is also going to align with the, what was I just describing with the Aries still point manifestation. So it's like, what are you doing? Is it moving you forward on your path, or are you moving backwards? So this is a time to be truly personally vigilant.
So the idea, though, when I think about moving backwards, is that also releasing blockages, or like you're moving into that to look at it?
Well, it's internalizing all of the, most of the planets, a lot of the planets are retrograde right now, and Mercury turns forward on the 11th. It's more of a signal to be moving more forward, but the retrograde planets do tend to internalize, and we're doing that for the next several months on several fronts, so that we get some time that we need. Take the time that you need. Just keep moving forward. And I've been talking the last couple of times, we've been doing these videos, honey, about We can't hold on to the past. Yeah. I was just at a little cafe in California and some guys were playing music and they played that Beatles song that I just love, In My Life. Yeah, I love that song. It always makes me cry because there is a level of nostalgia going on, but it's appreciating past in order to move into the future and to remember our more ancient soul path in order to move more clearly forward as well. Full moon energy. Yeah.
I think energy is
Beautiful.
one of the greatest keys for you to manifest, and for you, the more you let go and the more you forgive yourself and others is also going to propel you. The more you hold on, it's really the only person that you're going to harm is yourself.
Well, and over the last couple of weeks, we've moved through 300 years of past. So, 300 years of things being changed so that people would forget who they are. So, that's been cleared. We've moved through Atlantis, we've moved through Lemuria, and now we're moving through divine masculine stuff. So it's time for all of that to be cleared so we can move into what we're creating. And also realize that we are creating. And you don't have to see it to believe it. You have to create it. And I
Yeah,
think
you have
people
to
are really
believe
getting
it
it.
to see it,
Yeah,
right?
you have to believe it to see it. And that's what's shifting. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
And that's why we were talking about this a lot. We were doing art yesterday with my friend Barry Fisher, and you'll see some of the beautiful work that Honey's done and some of my work as well. It
Beautiful.
was fun. But getting back into that creativity, and people say I'm not creative. Well, you know, daydreaming is creating. Praying
Creating your life.
is creating your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art, music, listening to music, all of those things are a huge part of who we are that's got taken away. And a lot of our music's been distorted for a reason. Creativity has been taken away from schools. So if you can take some time to get back to that and get away, shut off all of the social media, the television, your phone, and just go play. That childlike wonder and enchantment is a lot of fun. Laugh.
Barry is amazing at that, and she's created like a fairy forest.
Yeah, I was just in it.
And it's amazing, and you can feel the childlike wonder. So anything you can do to get back to that is going to help your inner child and your life change.
The social media has a frequency that we're not as aware of as we need to be, that really impacts us. So if we come back, and silence can be uncomfortable for people, but if you're still, you can hear the vibration in the silence. And it's coming from inside you. So there's a new listening going on.
That's beautiful, Nellie. So true. So just think about what you want to have, what you want to be, and allow yourself to be more and more the real you without all the layers of distraction around you. And it changes everything. And that's what this time is for.
It's not about not being selfish. You know, if we say that, it's like the capital S self, your higher self, you're attending to yourself. You are the only one responsible for yourself. You know, you, so this is taking on what we're liking to call sovereignty lately. And it is recognizing it's a kind of empowerment in into your own life, taking charge and creating your own life. This is part of the power of the lion's gate that a lot of people have been talking about, the 8-8. You know, it happens every year, and it's based on some ancient Egyptian spirituality based on the star Sirius, which is in astrological alignment with the Venus and Jupiter combination that we're getting. But in the sky, this is the time when Sirius would rise out of being engulfed in the sunlight, and it was the start of their year. So in a way, the Lion's Gate is the starting of a new year. There's so many new years. There's a Mayan calendar new year too, which is very close to the Lion's Gate time. It was on July 26th. That was the new Mayan year. So think of it, as this freshness, that we're moving into in a larger cycle as well. And I know you've been, I'm sure you have been experiencing newness in your life, like, wow, things are happening in a really different way now.
So, this movie that I was just that I've been involved in called Zero Limits with Dr. Joe Vitale, one of the things that we talk about a lot is expecting miracles. And it's a mantra, and miracles are anything like zero limits. Like Joe Vitale is, I think, 71 or 72 years old, and his goal is to become a get a black belt in mixed martial arts by the time he's 74. And people would say, you're crazy to do that. Why would you do something like that? But when you set your goals, there's no time limit. It's your own expectations. It's your, I mean, and even to the point where I never expected to be even in a movie, let alone sitting here next to Honey and Kelly just a few years ago. And so when you just allow all of these things to happen and your life will just take charge, it's letting go of control.
Oh, that's hard too.
It's very hard.
It's pretty uncomfortable and like,
Very uncomfortable.
and but it creates a lot of stress too.
Yeah.
If the thing is, if you're surrendering to your higher self or however you want to look at that, the power that is the source of the divine of your life, if you can trust that, you don't need to be in control. It's so nice to know there's this divine energy that is guiding your life and bringing to you whatever it is you need for your highest.
The secret is knowing when to take action and when to allow, right? Because you still have to make things happen, like the idea of a book, and then you have to actually physically write. So it is that very delicate walk of that line.
That's not a passive
No.
stance. It's an inviting stance that then you act upon.
And you get better and better at it as you go. And just allowing the layers that hold you back to peel away is the biggest thing. So we're letting go of a lot of layers right now. And it's a beautiful time to do that and to not push and to just kind of sit and ruminate yourself over your own life as you watch all the ruminating going on in the outside world that is shifting everything. It's a beautiful time to be alive, you guys.
It really
It's
is.
really exciting.
It's
Thank
a
you.
natural process.
It's a
And
natural process.
honey, you always say, have fun.
Yes.
That's one of your biggest used words, I think.
I
And I
think so.
love it.
Have fun. Enjoy who you are. And let go of judging yourself all the time. So we love you guys. We hope you have a beautiful day.
Thank
And
you.
we're really glad that we got to say hi to you today.